headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Lola and Kate with your 9am Zedlines.
Content warning, the following story contains mentions of violence against children. A woman has been charged with 3 counts of murder and 3 counts of attempted murder and 1 count of arson after a fire tore through a home in Toowoomba, Queensland, killing 3 of her children. On Wednesday, May 7th at about 12:30am in Harrison Town, 7 people were inside a home when a fire broke out. Eloisa Brington, 36, and her 34-year-old partner with 4 of her children escaped the blaze. Her 9-year-old son was found dead inside after firefighters extinguished the blaze. But her daughters, aged 4 and 7 years old, died at Queensland Children's Hospital from injuries they sustained in the fire. Brington was taken to the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital under police guard, and she remains in critical condition.
The Gold Coast City Council have supported a proposal which could see fines implemented for those sleeping rough. This is the third Southeast Queensland Council adopting a hard status targeting homeless people in public spaces after the council voted to abandon its welfare-first approach towards people sleeping rough. People who have setups in parks or other council-run areas could face a fine and the confiscation of their belongings if they don't comply with instructions to pack up and leave the area. This follows similar notions put into place recently by the Brisbane City Council and the Moreton Bay Regional Council.
The National Children's Commissioner is calling for inquiry into the $2 billion residential care system after an ABC investigation exposed children were being sexually exploited. The investigations found cases of a senior care worker contacting a child sex abuser as a part of a safety check on a child, as well as a current sexual exploitation on a girl at risk of death. The Australian National Children's Commissioner Anne Holland said, "I support inquiry into the lack of accountability for actions on decades of evidence from reports and inquiries."
Australian dog trainer Jo Griffiths has trained her Labrador Leroy to detect foot rot in sheep. Foot rot is a contagious disease in sheep and goats characterised by inflammation and painful swelling between their toes. It can often be quite slow and time-consuming to detect, but thanks to his training, Leroy can detect which sheep have been affected in a matter of seconds. In training, Griffiths ties a scented sock to one of the sheep's legs and a clean sock to the other sheep. When Leroy finds a scented sock, he sits next to that sheep. Training has been very promising, and other farmers are now looking at how they can implement this strategy across their farms.
Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky has accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of being scared of direct talks for a ceasefire. Zelensky has expressed his plans to attend a summit in Istanbul this Thursday. If Putin agrees, if the talks do not take place and strong sanctions are not in place, it is clear that Ukraine and Russia is not prepared to be diplomat. With Trump expressing his commitment to ending the war, he is prepared to attend the summit. He has threatened to remove the support for a peace deal unless there is concrete steps being taken to end the war. For now, it seems Putin will not attend for negotiations, according to Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov.
For your 9am weather, Brisbane is sunny with possible showers from 10. The jumpers are starting to come off as it's 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is extremely low and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zz.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of